Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I am absolutely delighted to be speaking right now to one of my personal favorite authors. His name is Stan Miller, and he joins me on the line right now. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Hi, it's great speaking to you again and to the listeners.
You know
I'm well. I'm
good.
As to be expected.
Good. Are you writing a fifth book?
I am, funny enough. You know, that's one thing positive, I suppose, you can say about COVID. I have so much time on my hands, but I did start writing in March and three quarters of the way through.
Oh.
So there is, a fifth book coming out, sixth book coming out, but not for a while. I've got to get this one going first.
Okay. All right. So your first book that I read was The Dead Sea Conspiracy.
Yeah.
And from the word go, I was hooked. I just want to tell our listeners, Stan, that if you like suspense thrillers, if you like spy thrillers, these are the kind of books that you are going to love, and they're very, very well written. So you've got The Dead Sea Conspiracy, you've got The Kruger Millions, you've got The Papal Secret, your latest one is Suicide Before Dying. Which one am I missing?
The latest one is called Suicide Before Dying.
Yes.
Also about an Israeli story with the Mossad.
Yeah, but which title am I missing if you're writing your sixth book?
I haven't got a title for it yet.
Okay. So The Dead Sea Conspiracy, The Kruger Millions, The Papal Secret, and Suicide Before Dying. That's four.
Yeah, that's four. Yeah, the fifth book is what I'm working on.
Ah, okay. All right. I thought you said the sixth one. Okay. So we're going to give away a copy of Suicide Before Dying. But before we do that, I want I want to put out the question so that we can at least get a winner, so somebody can win a copy of the book. So the latest book by Stan Miller is called Suicide Before Dying. I would like to know from you a title of one of his other books. You let me know. 34519, fastest fingers first. The first correct answer will actually get that book, and we will have it delivered to you. Stan, let's just talk about what inspires you and in terms of writing.
Well, first of all, it's like therapy. You know, as I said, I like to escape into the imagination of my own mind. It's sort of an escape route from reality sometimes. And I just enjoy, I love reading and I love writing. That's one of the main reasons. You know, I haven't sold many, many copies in South Africa because the market share is not that big. And the publishers haven't been one of the big ones because they've got all their favorite famous authors. But, you know, I'm not worried too much about that. I just enjoy the writing and I hope some readers enjoy it as well.
Are you a natural storyteller?
No, you know, I'm better writing than speaking, is put that way. And I couldn't get up and tell a story to a whole crowd of people, but I can sit down and just close my eyes and just think up stories.
And have you always done that? As a child, were you very imaginative?
Yeah, as a kid, you know, if I went on holiday as a little boy, I came back and I used to write down in like book form what I did. I mean, not interesting for anybody else, but it was for me, it was fine. And then when I went to varsity, I got my BA degree in English, my BA honours degree in English when I was 40. So that's when I started to take an interest in literature because I thoroughly enjoyed that poetry and the English course. So that's when I started to write. It was The Kruger Millions, actually, that came first.
The Dead Sea Conspiracy.
Yeah, so The Kruger Millions inspired me because I went to Pretoria one day and I went into the Kruger Museum, the house where he used to live. And then I read an article about the Kruger Millions, the mythical millions that was reputed to be buried somewhere in Eastern Transvaal. And I thought, wow, that would make a good story. And I thought I'd better go and do it quickly before Wilbur Smith catches on to the idea. so that started me off on that one.
I think that your books are absolutely delightful and are really escapism at its best. you know, well written. Just absolutely fantastic. Stan, okay, so in the order, so there was Kruger Millions, and that was your first book?
Yes.
And then after that came, what, The Dead Sea Conspiracy, and that took it to the Middle East.
Yeah, that's the one as well about Israel and yes. the Mossad. Then there was The Papal Secret, which was an Italian story
yes.
about a murder on a yacht involving some Vatican cardinals. So that was the story of that one. And but there was a bit of a twist in it.
Well, there's a twist in all of them, and that's what I love, is that they're not predictable. You know, I read too many books to get through a book and, you know, then get to the end and have seen it from, you know, page 15.
Yes.
Just saw it coming. It's very unsatisfying, but which I find your books don't have. I mean, there's always a twist. Give us a synopsis of your latest book, Suicide Before Dying.
Okay, well, the latest one starts off with an archaeological dive in the Red Sea by a young woman, and she gets kidnapped. And Mossad is tasked to go and try and find her and to find out the reason why she went missing. And in the process, they discover some coded messages depicting a drawing of an explosion of some kind, and it's just feared that the villain, who's called the Viper, is fixed a prominent target in Jerusalem. And now he's got to find out what that target is and whatever the plot is, they're going to try and stop him before it takes place.
You're not doing it justice, you realize.
I'm not doing it?
You're not doing it justice. It is absolutely gripping from the first page. And how do we get your books? Is everything just via Amazon?
Well, it's through Amazon Kindle. It's, you can get it on Take a Lot.
Yes.
You can get it by phoning me if you want, because at the moment, and I think in the middle of January, there'll be a table sale, like a flea market sale in the courtyard, in the concourse of Norwood Mall.
Oh, wow.
And see, the lady from the House of Judaica will be selling some stuff there. She's going to have her books there.
Okay. All right, so that's mid-January.
Yeah,
but, you know, people are on holiday now, so if I wanted to get a book today, how would I get it? Would I have to, I mean, are there any shops that stock it?
Unfortunately, exclusive books haven't confirmed that they're going to take it yet.
Yeah.
And the House of Judaica, unfortunately, has closed. So,
the House of Judaica has closed down?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry to hear that.
And then, so they can either phone me, and then I'll sort out getting it to them.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. If you want a copy of the book, you just send me a message on 34519, and I will pass on Stan's number. Is that okay, Stan?
That's perfect. That's all right.
Perfect. Yeah. Stan Miller, we want a book a year. A book a year.
A book a year.
A book a year. And I'm actually going to speak. We're actually developing a new website, which will hopefully go live in the next week or so. But, you know, maybe we could actually just put something on our website that, you know, just becomes an easy order or, you know, with your contact details, something like that.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that because, you know, I'm writing for pleasure more than anything else, but I wouldn't mind making a little bit of cash out of it as well.
All right. Okay, so Stan, we're going to give away one copy of Suicide Before Dying to one of our listeners.
Yeah.
And let's have a look here. It was Fastest Fingers First. And these are very fast fingers, I have to tell you. And the winner this morning, and the first winner of a copy, let me just scroll down, is Colin Zaden, and he says The Kruger Millions. That was one of the titles of one of other Stan's other books. Yay! Woohoo! So, well done. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Stan. And just keep going.
Yeah. And then I can either give the book to you at your studio.
It's fine. We'll chat after the show.
Okay.
And we'll work out how to get it to Colin.
Good.
Colin Zaden. All right.
And just take care and have a good New Year.
Thank you.
And hopefully everything.
And to
just
you
stay
too.
Safe.
Do you have
just
any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah.
What are they?
Get rid of COVID.
Get rid of COVID. Okay. Yeah. Not bad one. Yeah. At this point, mine is surviving to the end of 2021. Let's see how we do.
That's the price of all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Just surviving. Anyway, Stan Miller, thank you very much.
And I enjoy your show so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Stan.
Tell Howard the same thing.
I will tell him. Lovely thing to say. Thank you so much. Take care. You too. Bye-bye. That's a Stan Miller author. Go and check out his books. I'm not being paid to tell you this, but when I find some, like a good author, definitely the most underrated, I cannot believe that mainstream publishers have not picked up this guy. His writing is impeccable. It's intelligent. His plots, unpredictable. Those spy thriller novels. I don't know if you ever read I Am Pilgrim. So, you know, that's another amazing spy thriller novels. I'm very into spy craft and things like that. So just all his books completely appeal to me. Go and check him out.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.